And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The January 6th committee is now holding its final meeting today on Capitol Hill and considering criminal referrals against former President Trump, committee chair Benny Thompson.
He summoned a mob to Washington, and knowingly they were armed and angry, pointed them to the Capitol and told them to fight like hell.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy has more on what this all means.
The committee's criminal referrals amount to recommendations to the Justice Department, and particularly to Special Counsel Jack Smith, who now oversees the investigation into the former president. The January 6th panel completes its work in the waning days of the current Congress, about 2 weeks before Republicans take control of the House. In his own pre-buttal of the committee's final vote, Donald Trump yesterday called the Democratic-led panel thugs, scoundrels, and corrupt cowards.
A former crypto king is ready to face the music here in the U.S.
Sam Bankman-Fried was expected to drop his opposition to extradition to the U.S. He's facing 8 charges over the collapse of his cryptocurrency company, FTX. But when he got to the court in the Bahamas, his lawyer said he wants to see the U.S. indictment against him first. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Most users who responded to Elon Musk's latest poll says he should step down as head of the company. CNET's Ian Schur.
Since taking over, he's either laid off, fired, or chased out about 80% of Twitter's employee base, and he's made sweeping, often controversial changes to the way the service works.
Musk hasn't directly responded to the results, but says he will abide by the results. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock spoke with CBS Mornings today about Title 42. It's set to expire this week as a wave of violence comes into the country.
We have to make sure that we don't make a humanitarian crisis at the border worse, while at the same time we can forge a path, I believe a bipartisan path, to getting immigration reform done in our country.
Russia's deployed more drones on key infrastructure in Ukraine.
Ukrainian firefighters rushed to extinguish the flames at one target. Ukrainian officials say they shot down at least 30 of the drones. It's the third Russian air attack on the capital in 6 days, targeting the power grid.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting. Amber Heard settling defamation claims against ex-husband Johnny Depp. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
She called the decision, quote, very difficult. A jury in Virginia earlier this year ruled the two had defamed each other. Depp was ordered to pay Heard $2 billion. She was ordered to pay Depp $15 million in damages.
The couple was only married for 2 years before divorcing in 2017. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS20.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican leaders are again opposing state funding for a passenger rail project that would connect Milwaukee and Madison. The Associated Press reporting Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue opposes the state funding, but has not talked with Madison City leaders about the project. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has bluntly said, quote, no state funding, unquote, even though the project would be eligible for federal funding through the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed Congress last year. Republican leaders in Wisconsin say they don't want to be stuck subsidizing the project when the federal money runs out. They acknowledge many people do commute between the two cities but are still opposed to the rail line. Former Governor Scott Walker killed a similar project when he ran for governor in 2010, saying few people would use it. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome on this Monday afternoon. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian.
Yes, I am.
How you doing? How you doing, big guy?
I'm all right.
Man, you're like Superman flying around.
Some things are going on, man. I'm pressing buttons. I'm taking names. Like, what's the name? Oh, that's what I'm doing. Okay.
Folks, welcome to the big show here on this Monday afternoon. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Brian's holding down the fort in the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, and a slew of other civic media stations around the state, Lake Eyre up in Amory, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, radio from the center in Richland Center, WRCE, and Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, WISS 1100 AM. If you want to join the show, share a tangent with us on this Monday, you can give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789, as our friend who follows us, Matt Flynn, likes to say. Those phone lines are open all hour long, folks, because, Brian, we kind of got some news coming out of Washington, D.C. this afternoon.
Did something happen live?
Well, I'm curious to know if it's going to, you know, make a difference or not, because...
It all matters, Luke.
As we've learned over the last 6 years, consequences hard to actually have those for.
Well, it depends, Donald Trump. As we know in America, it all depends on how much you make.
I don't think he makes all that much money. I think it all depends on how much you say you make.
Or perceived worth, perceived value.
Yes, the value that you may have, you know, created, perceived value that you have created with the guise of reality television.
Yeah, let's make an apolitical observation here. Let's say the star quarterback of something of a, you know, franchise or whatever, let's say tried to force himself or, you know, solicit sex from a bunch of massage therapists, things like that. You know, the star quarterback does that and you suspend him and then he can play again and it's totally cool and he wins a big game and it doesn't matter. It's totally fine. He served his punishment, right? 8 games is enough. He still gets paid. It's totally fine. But if the punter did that, that guy would be, you know, completely wrecked or maybe even in jail because he doesn't have money to settle with. You see how it works?
I got a football tangent for you later, but I got to ask what those New England Patriots were doing on that final play. But that's for another
Chandler
segment,
Jones,
folks.
Former Patriot. Go Chandler Jones!
But yes, Brian, it's hard to see if whether or not these, at least from my perspective, I don't know if what happened today is going to make all that big of a difference. But folks, if you're just tuning in, the news earlier, the House Select Committee, U.S. House Select Committee on January 6th, met for... what is perceived to be its final time. Congress, this congressional session wrapping up at the end of the year, and the committee went forward voting on charges for criminal recommendations, not only for Donald Trump and John Eastman, but for a couple other Trump associates for the role they played in creating the big lie and fomenting an insurrection on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. And so, curious to know, for those out in the listening audience, do you agree with me? Do you believe that this is going to have little difference on what actually comes of consequences for the former president, Donald Trump? Because, Brian, I don't know if today's... I appreciate the very succinct and summarized nature of the committee's
report. I wish they were continuing to go right now, but that's just me.
I would have preferred a nice 3-hour performance would have been great from Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson.
There's just a lot of detail to get through.
There is, and I thought they could have went on further, but not the case. They wrapped it up. They shared different portions of the report throughout the roughly hour and 15 minutes that the committee held this public hearing for today.
My favorite was that they actually cared about his legacy. Like, it mattered.
Hope Hicks coming in since the last public hearing, sharing more details. But yeah, it was a little interesting. Kind of in that column, Brian, of better late than never, I guess. I don't know what to say about that Hope Hicks one, but her testimony was kind of flat, but just confirmed a lot of the other testimony that we had been hearing if you had been following along with the previous public hearings for the House Select Committee on January 6th. But Brian, we got these summaries. We learned of what was already put out there, and the committee decided to take the vote again after not hearing back from previous subpoenas to move forward with... They had enough evidence, they believe, to recommend criminal charges for the former president and for John Eastman, who is the kind of Wizard of Oz in a lot of this, Brian. The fake elector scheme, the fact that these insurrectionists showed up at the Capitol together in the thousands on January 6th did not happen just accidentally. It wasn't just a coincidence that all of these Trump supporters showed up on January 6th. There was a coordinated effort to say that there was fraud in the 2020 election and foment that anger for individuals to come and commit insurrection against the United States. And so several different criminal charges recommended from the House Select Committee, Brian. Any of them jump out to you to be the most surprising, or were you kind of in the same boat as me as well, so not thinking there's going to be much that comes from this?
I don't think there's much that comes from this, but they actually have now a concrete thing to go after. They can say, DOJ, do this. This is what you should be doing. This is what you should be looking at. And hopefully hopefully Merrick Garland is on top of this already, and I hope that all the things that we're worried about with Merrick Garland and being too timid to do this, or maybe the special prosecutor is doing it, all of this is to do it above board completely, and as much above board as possible. And it's the perception of things matters just as much as the actual prosecution does. So if they're going to be a little bit over redundant and a little bit over symbolic and maybe write some things down, then good for them.
And it will most likely go to the special counsel that was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland, and that being Jack Smith. It was a month ago yesterday that Smith was appointed to the special counsel position by AG Garland to oversee several different investigations into the former president. And so this special counsel, I have a feeling, will be the one that receives these recommendations from the House Select Committee for January 6th. But this is reading from a piece over at CNN talking about the summary that was given and the recommendations that came out of the entire 18-month investigation into what happened and what led to January 6th. And there were thousands of reports. So the committee thinks that Trump and others committed crimes, and it's referring them to the DOJ. The House committee lays out a number of criminal statutes it believes were violated. The in the plots to stave off Trump's defeat and says there's evidence for criminal referrals to the Justice Department for Trump, Trump attorney John Eastman, and others. The other interesting fact, Brian, that came out of today's public hearing, four members of Congress also being referred to the Ethics Committee in Congress for the roles that they played leading up to January 6th.
I can tell you one of them is Jim Jordan, and he's not going to give you anything because he's really good at looking the other way.
That's an understatement. Only four members of Congress. Are you a little surprised by that? We learned last week that there were 35 members of Congress texting with former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows about the insurrection leading up to January 6th. So 35 members had been texting Meadows about it, but only four members being referred for ethics violations by the House Select Committee on January 6th.
I think those are the main four, honestly. The rest of them I don't necessarily know had much power, much sway, or anything that really had to do with it. I think those are the main people that I think they got the right folks. I mean, you can go after
really?
Other ones, but I think
they didn't have any senators on that list, Brian. Do you think they just avoided the Senate? There's one at least insurrection adjacent senator that just got a 6-year term. So
I don't know that you're going to get much out of him, though.
It's a non-story, Brian.
Are you just going to prove over and over again that he doesn't know what he's doing with and his staff, and he doesn't really have much of control over them?
Well, the four members of Congress referred for ethics violations, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Rep. Jim Jordan, as you already referred to, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, and Andy Biggs of Arizona are the four members of the House of Representatives, Republicans in the House of Representatives, being referred for ethics violations after today's hearing. Interestingly enough, I believe it was Perry that was communicating with the chief of staff of Ron Johnson's office to try to get the senior senator from Wisconsin to hand deliver fraudulent ballots for the states of Michigan and Wisconsin on January 6th. The chief of staff from the then vice president, Mike Pence, saying, no, we don't want those. So please do not deliver those. Ron Johnson downplaying it since it came to light from a previous January 6th Select Committee public hearing that he had texted, a chief of staff of his had texted back and forth with the chief of staff of the former vice president. And so I think that there's still work to be done. Liz Cheney said today, Brian, that this is still just the onset of the work that needs to be done by members of Congress. The House of Representatives is going to change hands next month. It is not going to be the House of Representatives that continues this investigation, because all likely it's going to be Kevin McCarthy that's going to get to choose the upcoming committees. And so, yes, the report is about to be made public. That was another portion of today's public hearing, and the vote, all of the findings that can be released to the public will be released to the public, according to the House Select Committee Chair Benny Thompson. And so that vote took place as well. And it's going to be interesting, Brian, because we definitely have to continue to have the conversation about the role the fraudulent electors played in the insurrection. And here in Wisconsin, we had some of those folks front and center. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Just getting started on this Monday afternoon, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
One more time.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High temperatures reach up to 24 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow showers, lows dip down to about 18. Cloudy skies tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 27. About an inch of snow Wednesday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening to this fine program across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing here at Civic Media, go to civicmedia.us. That is our website, civicmedia.us. Not .com, not .org, .us. You can learn more about this fine show, as well as the other excellent programming we are putting out across the network. You can see where the stations are popping up around the state, and you can sign up to learn more about where the next station may be popping up nearby soon. Brian, you can also download the Civic Media app, folks. Don't want to forget to mention that. The Civic Media app, you can take us with you on the go, wherever you are, 24/7 streaming the variety of stations we have. Civic Media, search it in the App Store. You'll be able to download that app for your smart devices. But it's going to be interesting, BK, if any of the criminal recommendations come down from today's vote on the House Select Committee for January 6th, if ramifications are going to be seen.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, look. Bush pardoned a bunch of people in Reagan's administration. Bill Barr was part of that whole thing with the Iran-Contra thing. The people should have gone to jail for that. It didn't necessarily happen.
ABC News.
Over and over and over and over again.
Albinger. The House Select Committee.
Oh, over and over and over again, people in power get away with it, and they shouldn't. You know?
No, oh, yeah, they shouldn't. They absolutely shouldn't. They get away with it, and times, and you're excellent to point out that Bill Barr played a role in that, and even he was so fed up with the allegations of fraud without any evidence to support it that he left. He left the administration. The part of the reason there was a power of vacuum that led up to the January 6th was because there was Trump loyalists trying to issue a letter to states saying that there was at least somewhat of a modicum of doubt that there were improprieties in the way the elections were conducted. Again, all founded on a lie. There was no evidence to support this, but there were Trump loyalists in his administration seeking a role as an acting attorney general to seize voting machines in 2020. It almost got... We were in a constitutional crisis.
Yes.
There are still some that are insistent that the 2020 election was stolen. They say that President Joe Biden is illegitimately the president. Mike Lindell and QAnon conspiracy theorists believe that Trump could be reappointed or reclaim the presidency at any time, all founded on nonsense.
But they sure
but
do
we
sell
were
a lot
very,
of things.
Very, very close. Yeah, we were very, very close to the vice president being hung. That was one of the things recapped in today's election.
Oh, yeah,
election.
That's something they always... 60, I heard a lot of feet? Hang Mike Pence happening in that hearing.
60 yards, 60 feet. It was a very short distance that kept Vice President Mike Pence away from the mob that was chanting, as you said, hang Mike Pence.
That's fun. Are you guys proud to be an American today? Are you excited about that? Is that good for everyone? Is that's a good thing, right?
That's one thing that the hearing summary, Brian, is really it gets you all fired up again for something that happened almost 2 years ago now. We are coming up on the 2 year anniversary of January 6, 2021. And there needs to be accountability. That was one of the portions that was expressed from Adam Kinziger, Liz Cheney, that accountability, on this Monday morning or Monday afternoon.
Yeah, it's a
Monday
hard word mouth. To say for a lot of people, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. But the lack of accountability is going to only inevitably lead to more problems like this in the future. And so we're getting a report, and we're going to get into this a little bit more in the upcoming segment, Brian, because it's a piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner that talks about criminal charges needed for the fraudulent electors in Wisconsin. And the fraudulent electors in Wisconsin played just a small role. Today we received those criminal referrals from the House Select Committee on January 6th for John Eastman as well as the former president. John Eastman was the attorney that orchestrated the what they thought was a legal basis, but thrown out by every single court that heard those cases.
Who's going to stop with actual reality when you can,
Trump
you know,
appointed
make up
judges,
stuff
Brian.
People do it.
Like Trump, the judges that were put into the judiciary because of the former president, those judges even said this was nonsense.
Now you're talking about the ramifications of long-term ramifications of a Trump presidency as well.
Yes, that's just getting started on it. And the fact that those judges still upheld the Constitution, ruled in favor of the law that is on the books, did not bow down to the nonsensical, made-up evidence, quote-unquote, that was put before them in the court of law, and tossed out these cases left and right because there was no reality in them. They were all lies. And every single one that was held up to a court was tossed because they were lies. And so we still have these 10 fraudulent electors in the state of Wisconsin.
Dude, we elected an insurrectionist in the state of Wisconsin to represent us.
Scott Fitzgerald is a congressman. He coordinated the meeting of these fraudulent electors in the Wisconsin state capitol. On December 14th, when the actual slate of electors for the state of Wisconsin voted for Joe Biden, the way that the state voted, the popular vote was won by 20,000 votes plus by Joe Biden, and the electors voted accordingly. But Scott Fitzgerald and other Republicans coordinated with these fraudulent electors at the instruction or at least advisement of John Eastman. And so John Eastman received criminal charges today, and it's about damn time we get some of those same referrals for the 10 fraudulent electors. We're going to get more into that story coming up next, as well as your phone calls, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Stay tuned on this Monday afternoon. We're going to continue to get into it. We'll be right back.
Gone crazy! Am I the only one around here gives a shit about the rules?
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. Lawmakers are slamming former President Trump for standing by as a mob swarmed the Capitol on January 6. Maryland's Jamie Raskin.
We believe that the evidence described by my colleagues today and assembled throughout our hearings warrants a criminal referral of former President Donald J. Trump.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says the panel's conducted thousands of interviews.
Beyond our findings, we will also show that evidence we've gathered points to further action beyond the power of this committee or the Congress to help ensure accountability under law.
Legal analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
The committee wants to lay out the evidence not only for a possible criminal indictment, but for the eyes of history to examine the fragility of our democracy.
Many Republicans are calling the committee's findings partisan. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. State lawmakers say the Evers administration should share more information about the rest of the $1.9 billion in pandemic relief money Wisconsin got from Washington and how it will be spent. Wisconsin got $5.7 billion, and $3.7 billion of that has already been spent. Outside analysts say much of Wisconsin's pandemic relief money has gone to small businesses. People in Wisconsin have $640 million worth of assets, like cash from forgotten savings accounts, uncashed payroll checks and stocks and mutual funds, and unclaimed money from safe deposit boxes. The director of tax operations says 1 in 10 people in Wisconsin has unclaimed assets coming to them. In sports, the Packers host the Rams tonight. The Bucks are at New Orleans. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1 minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I saw the Mighty Mighty Boston's live several times at the Horde Festival. The old H-O-R-D-E Horde Festival. I think that might have been earlier. Let's say before things were happening in the... it was a while back. I saw the Mighty Mighty Boston's. I'm a fan of the Mighty Mighty Boston's. Did you know, fun fact, the Mighty Mighty Boston's...
You came in too early then. I wanted that horn line to keep going.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was ready to revel in it.
Yeah. It's a very exciting... they have a really awesome horn section as well, as most ska bands do.
Oh, yeah.
Mighty Mighty Boston's, they have a bunch of... Like, a lot of them wear suits and everything. They have a guy... in their band, who doesn't play any instruments, he just sings. That's his thing. He just sings.
Yeah.
Or I'm not sings. He dances. He just dances. All he does is dance the whole time.
Oh.
Like the whole show. He dances. I'm sorry. I'm doing like five things at once, but I can tell you that the Mighty Mighty Boston's
Folks,
have a guy
Brian
who just.
Is like the air. Yes, Brian is the air traffic control guy that's like making sure that all of the different planes are taking off and landing correctly right now.
I can make a pterodactyl, I can make a brooch, I can make, you know. Yeah. I know that Luke is getting larger.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. Welcome back on this Monday afternoon. You're listening across Civic Media in Madison. We're broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios for Devil Radio. Brian's holding down the fort for the Shaw and Waukesha, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Air in Amory, and a radio from the center in Richland Center. If you want to join the program, share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. You can call or text that number. And we're talking about the... It's important. I don't want to undermine that. It is important. But we're talking about the final public hearing, I would believe. The final public hearing for the House Select Committee.
Yeah, it's probably
going to
get disbanded.
Yeah. I don't think Kevin McCarthy is going to... Well, he was...
Yeah, I don't know that he might be the
investigations,
guy.
And I don't know if he's going to really comply with those over the next 12 days before... Well, maybe a little bit more than that. 2 weeks before he... gets to start having votes of whether or not he's going to be speaker. I think he's going to miss those first couple votes. It may take 3, 4, maybe even 5 or more ballots for the House of Representatives to vote on who their next speaker will be. I have a feeling it's going to be a painful process for Kevin McCarthy.
I think it's going to be a painful process no matter what happens because...
Oh, it's going to be a painful process for all of us. it's just going to be painful as well for Kevin. And people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene have already pretty much indicated that they want to make it a painful process because they have power to
they
exercise
love America,
over
right?
McCarthy.
That's why? They love America so much?
And that's what they say. But I don't know if that's actually where their hearts lie when you know, encourage an insurrection, participate in it in some regards as well, and then downplay it years after the fact. But as we approach the second anniversary of January 6th and have this final public hearing from the House Select Committee today, we've got criminal referrals from the House Select Committee for Donald Trump, John Eastman, the attorney that hatched the plot of fraudulent electors, as well as others, for their roles in the big lie and the insurrection on January 6th. And Brian, it leads to the question, will there be accountability? And
it's the age-old question.
I believe it was Adam Schiff. It may have been Adam Schiff. It may have been Jamie Raskin. I forget which representative said it today in their opening comments. But essentially, the expression of, it is not just the foot soldiers that hold accountability, because we've been seeing charges for individuals that participated in the insurrection on January 6th. People are being sentenced to jail. They're serving community service. They're pleading to the charges that they received for their role in the insurrection. And we got some sound there. Evan? Yeah, so we got some sound here from the representatives. Let's share it with the people from earlier today, the House Select Committee talking about this subject.
Ours is not a system of justice where foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass.
And that's U.S. Representative Jimmy Raskin. And so he's talking about how there needs to be accountability at the top. But we got another clip. Let's share that one with the people as well, Evan.
Makes it unlawful for anyone to corruptly obstruct, influence, or impede any official proceeding of the United States government. We believe that the evidence described by my colleagues today and assembled throughout our hearings warrants a criminal referral of former President Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, and others for violations of this statute.
So that is the official reading from Representative Jamie Raskin, referring to today's vote.
When that was read, I was like, wow, that really describes Derek Van Orden to a T almost.
Yeah, wow. He was there that day, Brian, but he refuses to talk to the press, and apparently that's an okay strategy to take and then get elected to Congress. I have a feeling those chickens are going to come home to roost for Derek Van Orden, too. So
they usually do.
sooner or later.
You know what? He's not a multi-billionaire, so there's a good chance that he may have a problem.
Yeah, we got a couple of more clips from today's hearing. Let's play it for the folks, Evan.
The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
I think he just said there was significant evidence that he's guilty as well. Like, he did this badly. Not good.
We saw him do it, and we've saw.
Oh, that's right.
If you've been paying attention to all the hearings, they've really nicely outlined the role that the president played.
Allegedly.
We got one more clip. Allegedly. Let's play it for the people, Evan.
The president has an affirmative and primary constitutional duty to act to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Nothing could be a greater betrayal of this duty than to assist in insurrection against the constitutional order.
You know who they were trying to faithfully execute is a guy named Pence.
Not their duty, that's for sure. Yeah. Not that day.
You said
there
duty.
Was somebody's duty on the walls of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's
again,
office.
Are you guys proud? Like, this is like the best you guys, like, this is like the super people, like, they're super patriots. These are the guys who were like, yeah, yeah. These are the guys that you were like, let's go at the rallies. And they're like, and you're like, oh, they're just having fun. And they're just, those T-shirts that say lock her up and those things that say grab me by the thing. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Why not just humor the guy for a couple weeks?
Are you guys proud? These are your friends. These are your friends. These are your friends. If you're a Trump supporter, or if you've ever been Trump supportive, these are your friends. Congratulations. Yeah. Are you proud?
So the referrals coming out of today's January 6th committee hearing go after the top. Go after those that orchestrated the plot. That laid the groundwork for what led to the violence on January 6th, Brian. But we're still waiting to hear about what's going to happen to the, not necessarily foot soldiers, because these weren't the people that went and participated in the violence on January 6th, but they were the behind-the-scenes players. They were higher-up officials in the state party here in Wisconsin and in parties, Republican parties around the country. Wisconsin was not the only state that attempted to send fraudulent electors to disrupt this process.
Now listen, I would maybe even give them a little bit of a pass or a little bit of a, okay, I can understand that, if they had been presented any actual evidence of fraud. If they had been presented any sort of like, hey, just so you know, all these have been changed and here's the evidence that says that. But none of them got that. They just said this
none
is a chance
exists.
To seize power. It wasn't about anything concrete. And that's what they completely outlined today over and over and over again, is that they knew that they lost and they were attempting to seize power to the point where he knew exactly how many votes he needed to get. And he just came down, all right, people, you know, all I need is 11,000 some odd votes specifically.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't just saying that
to people. He was saying that to the governor and the secretary of state of Georgia. He was pressuring them.
That in and of itself is wrong. But it there's no plausible deniability here is my point. They knew that they had lost and they were saying the contrary otherwise. Over and over and over again, they pointed out that they did not have any evidence, and all the evidence they had was not true. Rudy Giuliani, he was, you know, you're talking about a mob situation, the mob type of thing. Rudy Giuliani took down major mob lords, and that's how he made his name. That's how he became the New York's mayor and USA's mayor when he was 9/11.
America's mayor,
whatever. Who the heck cares? Whatever that happened, he's long since erased that with laying down in a bed and flopping over and being a wino and basically advising, hey, you know what? You can overturn the will of the United States as long as you decide to. Why? Because I feel like you can. Because I think that you can.
On today's topic of accountability, it will be interesting to see if there's accountability for the 10 fraudulent electors that played a role in this scheme here in the state of Wisconsin. Again, not unique. There were fraudulent electors for Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I believe others as well. But here in Wisconsin, we've got a report out from the Wisconsin Examiner, and this piece written up by Henry Redman. Report argues for criminal charges against Wisconsin's fraudulent electors. This dropping earlier today.
Josh Call, you were reelected. Do it.
Well, and Josh Call had an interesting interview on NBC 15 over the weekend saying that essentially the federal government, he can't comment on any potential investigation. And if there isn't, say, federal charges, the state would then try to move forward in the absence of a federal investigation. So it sounds like this is getting investigated, But again, we're not necessarily privy to that information, Brian. And
I hope I understand, this isn't Lucy holding the
process.
Football. And
I really hope it's not Lucy.
And I hope if Lucy does hold the football, it's not Scott Norwood, too. I mean, come on, people. We can't double-doink this one.
A report published last week by online democracy protection outlet Just Security makes the case that 10 Wisconsin Republicans who cast false Electoral College votes for former President Donald Trump in 2020 can and should be charged with felonies. The report argues that the false electors possibly violated a number of state laws and in doing so committed crimes that carry penalties up to 15 years imprisonment. In the weeks after, and this starts to detail the scheme that the fraudulent electors tried to perform to lay the groundwork for the electoral votes to be cast into doubt and throw it to Congress. The House of Representatives then gets one vote per state. There were enough Republican states to choose and reinstate former President Donald Trump. That was the whole scheme that Eastman put out there. And so this new report is basically saying that the state law, this is kind of putting it on a tee for Josh Colbrine. It's very essentially what you said. There are state laws that were broken, and there's state laws that could be held, used to hold these individuals accountable.
And it's not like we don't know who they are or we don't have evidence.
They signed their names and they sent these documents to the Library of Congress.
We also have video evidence of them walking into the building. Because why? Because we also, within the same couple of weeks, the devil's advocates and myself also got a violation for a locked door entry. And guess who walked into a locked door at the same time because the Capitol was on lockdown? They did.
Well, Brian, did you get an armed escort to the Capitol that day?
Because
these fraudulent electors, they met in an undisclosed location, had armed security with them to take them to the Capitol the same exact time that the actual 10 electoral votes for President Joe Biden were being cast, just to try to say that they did it in accordance with the law, even though it was false. It was a fraud.
And this isn't because, hey, I found actual evidence of fraud and we need to do this to save the Republic type of thing. This was, we have an opportunity to seize power here and let's do it. That's what that was.
Yeah, the former guy wants to be able to keep his immunity going as president because that's the whole basis of it.
He doesn't want to
be held accountable for any of the crimes he's committed, so he committed more crimes.
For a collection of the most selfish people on Earth and in this entire United States of capitalism, the most selfish of the selfish are part of the Trump administration. They've actually surprisingly held together relatively well under the circumstances because they're probably going to be held accountable if they don't.
It's a hell of a racket. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your calls. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. That's the impression that
I get. ¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Thank you. Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishgosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. We got
Adopt US Kids presents What to
We got Evan on the board making magic happen as these airplanes are landing on the giant runway that is Civic Media. After we brought you some special event coverage of the House Select Committee on January 6th, we appreciate you listening this Monday afternoon as the committee voted for criminal referrals for Trump, John Eastman, and others involved in the racket that was the big lie and that led to the violence and insurrection on January 6th. And one of the important things I think the committee outlined today, Brian, is that if found guilty of insurrection, the individuals should not be able to ever hold office.
Yeah, they made a big
federal
point about
or
that.
State level. Yeah. They did. And again, a little reason why I'm disappointed that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson did not get referred for, you know, ethics questions for the role that he played attempting to deliver fraudulent electors on January 6th for the states of Michigan and Wisconsin. Not that it makes ultimately all that big of a difference, but he just got reelected to a six-year term, Brian, and I feel like he participated in the insurrection, and maybe that should be taken and looked into a little bit.
Maybe he might not want to. Maybe we have a special election in a year or so.
It could happen. I'm not going to get my hopes up. We still got a lot of things to keep an eye on between now and then. Speaking of which, we're going to be joined by Judge Everett Mitchell tomorrow on the show for Dueling Tangents. Brian's just learning about this. I got that booking taken care of. So Brian's finding out in real time as well. Everett Mitchell is going to be coming on the show to talk about his campaign for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Going to be joining Dueling Tangents tomorrow at 2:30. So you're going to want to tune in for that because we do have absence of the special election that we could dream about if accountability was actually had for Senator Ron Johnson. Wisconsin voters are going to go to the polls next spring, in February, February 21st and April 4th. February is the primary for the state Supreme Court, and the general will be April 4th. And so a lot to pay attention in that race. We're going to be joined by Everett Mitchell tomorrow on the big show, 2:30 p.m. You're going to want to tune in, and it's going to be an excellent interview. But Brian, getting back to the Henry Redmond piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about the report that shows there is a case to be had for fraudulent electors to be held accountable here in the state of Wisconsin. The report states that the false electors knew of the court's decision and knew that this was the end of the line for Trump's efforts to change the results. Something, again, the House Select Committee touched on today. Trump knew that there was no legal basis for the claims he was making. Because there was no longer a possibility of Trump being declared the winner in Wisconsin, the report states the electors' actions possibly constituted forgery, falsely assuming to act as a public officer, misconduct in public office, simulating legal process, as well as conspiracy and party to a crime. Quote, by that point, the Trump team had exhausted all available legal mechanisms for challenging the outcome within the state judicial system, including the Wisconsin Supreme Court, states the report written by Gretchen Knott, the research director of a Washington, D.C.-based voting rights law firm, and Shan Wu, a former federal prosecutor. Continuing on, Wisconsin voters and courts alike had definitively spoken in favor of the Biden electors, yet the 10 would-be Trump electors persisted in gathering and submitting their own votes, thereby attempting to usurp the will of the people, the judiciary, and the foundations of U.S. democracy itself.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to go and say I have a different view about how our government should be run or how the government should do this. These are the people I'm going to elect when you don't recognize democracy as the baseline. You know, like there's a certain level of this is how the government needs to work in order for anything to function in reality. You know, there's a certain amount of things that we all have to accept. It comes back to that old, that good old phrase that Bill Clinton made really popular. It depends on what you the definition of the word is. Because if you don't have a clear definition of what is, you're going to tell me that France won the World Cup last night.
Well, that was one hell of a game, man, and I wanted to get to that at some point today.
Hey, quick question. Did he go to penalty kicks?
It did.
Nah, no one won. Hot take.
Yeah, listen. Well, you want to know what? There was a definitive winner in the Las Vegas-New England game, and that was just
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
Chaos. That was
absolutely awful. I mean, every time I'm like, hey, these guys have turned a corner. Look at these guys. They're looking. No. But at least, see, again, I can look at the Patriots and go, look, these are my guys. I want them to win every time I see them, and they're not. I want them to be better. I want them, every now and then their defense shows like, wow, they're really good, and they keep themselves in games. But every now and then something stupid like that happens, and I go, yeah, that wouldn't have Tom would not have done that. Tom would have gotten that guy down because Tom is a competitor and he will not lose and he will yell and scream. He may get thrown down.
They were trying to do what Miami did to New England a few years ago when the offense kind of the Miami game that ended up in the other way. The offense did score a touchdown against the New England defense in one of those kind of schoolyard, hectic, crazy plays.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was one hell of a World
My
Cup.
My point is that like, I live in the same reality. That's all I'm saying. I know they're not as great.
And as far as your claim that there was no World Cup final then. Please point out one example of two greats like Mbappe and Messi going head to head and getting the ultimate outcome that was the World Cup finale yesterday.
I was watching a different live sporting event. I was at the event, so I didn't get to watch it. And I was I'm kind of upset because I've been wanting to watch it, but I also like I love the game. I really do love the game because I the two things I don't like about it. A two-goal lead seems insurmountable, which is
It wasn't. Mbappe scored twice in 90 seconds.
I know, which is why that game was so huge.
It was amazing.
And it was largely the events that led up to the goals and how the goals were scored because one team was in a defensive mode and the other team was in an offensive mode. And it happened, just blam, blam, blam. It was momentum. All that stuff. And for me, it all gets thrown out the window when you go to penalty kicks. Because for me, at the highest level of everything, play until you fall over. That's just me. That's my thing.
Oh, I'm telling you, after 120 minutes, some of those guys. Hockey can lead to PKs.
Not in the Stanley Cup. They go as many overtimes as it takes until the next penalty.
Really?
They go 5, 6, 7, 8 overtimes. I've been up till 3 in the morning before, man. Oh, it's awesome. Anyway, next thing you got to do is the next thing on the same exact level as the World Cup is the World Baseball Classic, which is coming up, guys. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of the World Baseball Classic.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We appreciate you tuning in for today's special event coverage of the House Select Committee on January 6th. Final public hearing. We got Matt Flynn Direct coming up next, so stay tuned. Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Judge Everett Mitchell joining the show at 2:30 tomorrow. Be sure to tune in. Talk to you then.
Congratulations to all those who have been referred for criminal activity. Congratulations.
You did it!
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.